It's story time.
Korea. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. Miracle Makers. Look at a map of Asia. Go east from China. Now try to find Korea there. It is on the Korean Peninsula. Do you see the two Koreas? Their names are the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and the Republic of Korea. People call them North Korea and South Korea. North Korea and South Korea used to be one country. Today, they are two countries. South Korea is better known as just Korea. Korea is joined to North Korea in the north. There is ocean to the east, south, and west. The closest countries to Korea are China and Japan. Korea is a small country, but it is a world economic giant. Also, it is one of the most modern countries in the world. What made Korea as successful as it is today? The key to the success of Korea is the Korean people's can-do spirit and their enthusiasm for education. These have allowed Koreans to have great success. Koreans have reached true democracy. They have made their country very rich. They did all this within just 30 years. The changes in Korea have been called a miracle. However, this miracle was actually because of hard work by the Korean people. Chapter 2. Rich Heritage. Education is a large part of Korea's heritage. The country's first university was started in 372 CE. Now, 79% of high school graduates go to college. However, Korea's college entrance exam is hard. Competition is very strong. Many high school students go to extra schools after their normal classes. They have to study long into the night. This competition continues outside of school. Koreans study hard and work hard. If not, they may not get good jobs. Koreans must show their can-do spirit here. For a long time, Koreans used Chinese letters to write their language. However, Chinese letters were hard for common people to learn. So, in 1446, King Sejong created very easy letters. There are only 24 letters. This Korean alphabet is called Hangul. It is now the proper way to write Korean. Hangul can be learned very easily. Because of this, almost all Korean people can read and write. Chapter 3. Science and Technology. Around the same time that King Sejong created Hangul, science in Korea was changing quickly. In 1395, 2 years before Sejong was born, a map of the stars was made. A star-watching device was invented in 1433. A standard calendar was made in 1433. A water clock was invented in 1434. It rang the hour when the water reached a certain level. About 200 years later, medicine in Korea took a big step forward. Hojun wrote a book of medicine in 1610. It is called Dongui-bogam. It is about diseases and their treatments. It is still used in herbal medicine today. However, most modern doctors do not use it anymore. Also, in the 1600s, Western science was brought to Korea. Koreans had invented many things, but at this time, Korea was still far behind other countries. Korea was behind many Western countries for hundreds of years. But in the last part of the 20th century, things changed quickly. Today, Korea is a leading country in science and technology. Almost every home has high-speed internet. Samsung and LG are two of the world's leading companies. Their cell phones are top sellers. Their computers are also popular. Phones and computers are not Korea's only top sellers. Korean car makers are fifth in the world. They make cars, SUVs, and trucks. Korea's shipbuilding industry is also one of the world's best. Korean shipyards make many large ships. A Korean company built a huge water pipe in Libya. Another Korean company built one of the Petronas Twin Towers in Malaysia. Chapter 4. People and Culture. Korea was once called the Land of the Morning Calm. But today, cities are busy all the time. People everywhere are always busy. Women, as well as men, work hard. Koreans treat women the same as men. They work in many kinds of jobs, such as teaching. In elementary schools, more than 80% of the teachers are women. That is a big change from the past in Korea. Until the 1970s, fewer than 10% of teachers were women. Like computers and cars, Korean arts are popular outside of Korea. This is called the Korean Wave, or Hallyu. Korean movies and dramas have become famous around the world. Among the most famous TV dramas are Winter Sonata, Daejanggeum, and Jumong. Korean pop music is also popular outside Korea. K-pop is its short name. In 2012, Gangnam Style, a song by Korean musician Psy, became popular around the world. Hundreds of millions of people watched his music video. It was the number one song in quite a few countries around the world. Chapter 5. Places to See. Seoul is the capital city of Korea. It is a large city. There are more than 10 million people there. The city has new and old buildings. There are lots of historical places. Seoul has palaces, museums, and markets. There are hundreds of other things to see too. For example, there is a great view of Seoul from Seoul Tower. In the south part of the country, Gyeongju is a city full of history. It has a lot of buildings from Korea's past. There, you can see the oldest observatory in Asia. It was built during the mid-7th century. Sokguram Cave and the Temple of Bulguksa are famous too. Both are near Gyeongju. Natural places in Korea are great to visit too. Soraksan is a very famous mountain in Korea. It is close to North Korea. It is popular for its great views. Soraksan looks different in each season. It is most beautiful in winter. Its name means Winter Mountain. Korea has beautiful islands as well. Jeju is the most beautiful island. It is to the south of the Korean Peninsula. Jeju is a World Natural Heritage Site. Songsan Sunrise Peak and Manjang Cave are popular there. All in all, Korea has lots of old and new things to see. Korea looks to its history while it moves towards its future.